Every year, about this time, I get a little melancholy, a little bit nostalgic. And I think back to Christmases past, to my childhood Christmases gone by. You ever do that? My memories remind me that the world moved at a slower pace back then. Life was simpler. Is that true for you too? I know recently Angela has caught me on more than one occasion these past few weeks looking at model train catalogs. Something about Christmas time and toy trains floods my mind with peaceful, joyful connection to my older brother, Michael, to my dad, Peter, both of whom we lost during Advent seasons in two different years. See, my dad, my brother, and I collected Märklin trains from Germany. They're made in this little toy factory in Göppingen, Germany. And they've been making toy trains there since 1859, if you can believe it. It's a rich history, and I think that's part of the appeal of these particular toy trains. I think that every Christmas growing up, we would add to our train layout, my dad, my brother, and I, something. A locomotive or two, some railroad track, a few train cars, a building, some scenery, something we would add to the train layout. And I think that more than the toy trains, as I recall these Christmases past, was this sense of family. It was a sense of belonging, sense of safety and security. It was a sense of joy and peace. These Märklin trains represented all of that to me then. And I think, if I'm honest about it, they mean that to me in a certain sense, even today. It was just simpler. And as I look out at all of you here this evening, I wonder if there's something in your Christmases past that brings you back to a time like that, a time that was just simpler. I pray that there is, and I pray that you have those kinds of memories, because memories are to be treasured. See, much of my childhood, I grew up in Europe, Germany and Austria mostly, but in Germany they had these wonderful Christmas markets. And we used to go to them to do our Christmas shopping. And my brother and I liked the one in a city called Karlsruhe best of all, because right around the corner from it was a toy store that had Märklin trains. And while Mom and Dad were doing their thing in the Christmas market shopping for Christmas presents, we were hoping the whole time that they would go around to the toy store and pick up some toy trains for my brother and I. Now, I don't know if you have seen the news recently, but one of those German Christmas markets in Berlin was in the news. It was attacked by a terrorist in an 18-wheeler. And he'd stolen this truck and he used it to plow into this Christmas market and just wreak all kinds of havoc. And as I watch this event unfolding on the news, suddenly my fondest memories of Christmas past, and this harsh present day reality collided. I realized that things were just not so simple now. See, the world we live in seems miles and miles and years away from toy trains and family and safety and belonging and security and joy and peace. It sometimes seems that we're walking in darkness, living in a land of deep darkness, just as Isaiah described in the Old Testament reading that Cindy did. And there are many people today, this evening, as we're gathered in this sanctuary, that are in darkness across the world, and they are afraid. The thing is, we have some good news to share, don't we? No matter what the present darkness, light always penetrates. The world before the advent of Jesus, before the first coming of Jesus, was a dark place also. But a light penetrated the darkness. You heard how that happened as Angela was reading. The shepherds in the field. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom He favors." See, the glory of the Lord shone all around them. Not just light, but glorious light. Light so bright and full of glory that the angel's first words to them had to be, "Fear not. Don't be afraid." Glorious, terrifying light that caused them to be afraid at first, but with the reassurance of the angels, glorious light that brought the light of truth, brought the good news, brought the good news of great joy for all the people. The Messiah had been born, not just for the nation of Israel, but for all people. In Titus 2, the author explains what exactly this means to us. He says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly. While we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, He it is who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for Himself a people of His own who are zealous for good deeds." That's us, a people of His own. See, in Titus, his message is that God is ready to give and forgive. And it's not a secret message, it's a message for everyone. God is ready to give and forgive. Salvation is available for everyone. Jesus came to show us how to turn our backs on a godless, self-indulgent life and how to take on a God-filled, God-honoring life. And the new life is starting right now. Right now. Christmas. Christmas Day. Getting us ready for the glorious day when our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, appears. This time not as a baby in a manger, but as a king. Christ the King. All made possible because of that baby in the manger, who had a ministry on earth and grew up, showing us that the kingdom of God is here now. See, that's good news. It's good news, Pastor. It's good news, but it didn't stop the 18-wheeler from plowing through the Christmas market, did it? No. No, it didn't. And I have to admit that I, too, struggle with things that go on in this fallen and broken world. But in the midst of the terror, there are those stories of those who were saved, those who were delayed and weren't in the Christmas market when they had planned to be, those who sprang into action to defeat the attacker, those whose lives will be forever changed by the renewed faith and the prayer that the experience brought into their lives. Countless stories where God is at work using this to reconcile people to a right relationship with Him. We just have no idea how this will all play out. But God knows. And we can be assured that He will use it all for good. Because light will always penetrate the darkness. The light of hope, the light of joy, the light of peace, the light of love. The light of Jesus Christ has entered the world. Light will always penetrate the darkness. Isaiah wrote, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. So fear not." That's the message I came here to tell you tonight. Fear not. Whatever darkness happens in your world, the light is coming. Whatever struggles you're enduring, the light is coming. Whatever burdens you're carrying, the light is coming. Whatever hopelessness and anxiety and worry and hard times and suffering that you are enduring, fear not, the light is coming. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us, authority rests upon His shoulders. And He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And His authority shall grow continually. And there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and for His kingdom. And He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The light is coming. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.